On the show today, we have D3 Banking's Michael Carter talking about how credit unions can better serve small business members. So check them out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Michael Carter from D3 Banking. How are you, Michael?
Good, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing well, doing well. Thank you for asking. Hey, we're talking about a growing issue in our industry as small business lending, commercial lending, all that type of stuff, as it continues to grow in our industry. This is coming up more and more often. It's how credit unions can better serve their small business members. And you guys are right in the thick of it with D3 Banking. So what's the big issue here with credit unions better serving their small? What's the problem? What's going on that we need to be aware of?
I think it's been a lack of fit, Mike. I mean, typically, these are small businesses. I mean, over half of the businesses in the United States are small. Mm-hmm. 62% of the businesses in the U.S. have fewer than five businesses. So they're small. But a survey showed that three-fourths of them lack the business or financial acumen to handle the finances of those small businesses. Okay. And so they are looking for that opportunity. And credit unions have traditionally tried to serve that in two ways. They've dumbed down a version of their commercial banking that they use for larger corporates and offered it to them.
Okay.
Or they've simply allowed these micro businesses, if you will, to use their personal accounts to run the business through. And neither of those really work. One is like giving a guy who really just wants to make a commute in Manhattan a Porsche and telling him to only drive it in first gear. And then the other one is you know, sending somebody on a cross-country journey with a bicycle. Neither one of them actually fit what their needs. To the credit union's defense, there haven't been a lot of solutions built from the ground up in the digital banking space for small businesses. Typically, they're a modified version of personal banking.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are specific things that these small businesses need that a solution needs to address, or an offering needs to address from a bank. And the digital channel gives an excellent way to do that, because these small business owners are running their businesses not only on laptops, but tablets and even out of their pocket with their smartphone.
Yeah,
I mean, that's how they, yeah.
Yeah, the apps are that powerful that you can do that type of stuff. So what do the credit unions need to do to kind of up their game in this department? Are there specific things that they need to provide, or obviously you alluded to it in your last response that it needs to be kind of across a multi-functional thing on your phone, on your tablet, on your desktop? It needs to be everywhere.
Well, that's the table stakes, really. Anything we do digitally today has to be deliverable through any kind of digital device, and those are growing, right? I mean, Alexa, Google Home. So small businesses have, you know, specific needs that are not like consumers or not like commercial clients. For instance, simple things like entitlements, like being able to determine within your small business who sees what accounts and what activities they can take once they see those accounts. Maybe you don't want your junior bookkeeper to see everybody's salary.
Right.
You just want her to pay the bills, or him to pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you have a partner, and he needs to have access, or she does, to send wires, but you want to approve that before they do. So those type of entitlements are really important. The other thing they have trouble doing is actually knowing their financial position, and there's the small businesses. So functionality needs to be available to them on everything from being able to automatically categorize their business expenses and true business categories like advertising and inventory, none of that. It needs to be automatic, because these, you know, I run a small business too, and you know, it's a shoebox where we put a lot of things. And what we really want is somebody to take that data, and credit unions have it if we're banking with them, and suck that out and categorize it for us.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, you can do things like create their software. Our solution actually creates a pro forma income statement, balance sheet, and cash flow statement for the small business owner.
Mm-hmm.
Right there, they don't have to do anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's all the heavy lifting's done. And I talked to a credit union person who said, "Well, that'd be a relief for us when we go to underwrite a loan for a small business. Oftentimes, they either bring an Excel spreadsheet or a file full of receipts to figure out." So this way, they could show up, and not only
it's
wouldn't have to bring any of that.
Yeah.
The the credit union person serving them could look at it online and make a pretty quick loan decision, mm-hmm. which is part of why we're losing loans in the industry to third parties anyway. Mm-hmm. The process is burdensome. The last thing is projected cash flow. That is one thing that absolutely catches small business owners. It's knowable in most of their cases, mm-hmm. saving disaster, mm-hmm. but predicting it's hard.
Yeah.
And using data that a bank could get or credit union could gather from the small business's activities online, you can project where their cash flow is going and offer them sight to that. You could even reach out and say, hey, in 3 months, it looks like unless something happens, you're going to get awful low on cash. How about a bridge arrangement? You've got enough receivables. We'd be happy to bridge that gap.
Oh, wow.
So it's got to be that specific to their needs. Mm-hmm. They think of them as nobody gets into a small business, I guess, unless it's an accounting firm to do accounting, right? People get into small businesses because they want to serve customers. They have a passion, right, for something.
Yep.
It's generally not bookkeeping, and that's why. Today, 500,000 small businesses start every month, which is impressive mm-hmm. and a testimony to, I think, our environment mm-hmm. where it's easy to start them. But more than 500,000 fail every month. And 3/4 of the time, the reason is inability to manage your finances.
Yeah, that's so important. And that's a place where credit unions and if you're on the banking side of it, that's where yep. they can step up to that. I mean, so what are some of the offer? I mean, you hinted at it in your last response, what are some of the offerings that it should include? I mean, you said, reporting tools and even, tracking the financial health, that type of thing, those type of things? Or?
Yeah. So, one thing you have to have is I'm talking specifically about the digital channel. When a new business owner opens up their mobile app for mm-hmm. their business, typically they may be only doing one of two things. They may want to just pay a bill that has come across their desk. Or they may want to check a balance, mm-hmm. To make sure the purchase they're going to make or invest in isn't going to upset their balance. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to go to some other tab to do that, right? They want to do it right then and there. And that's possible. Not many digital solutions offer it, but it is possible. You need to be able to project, just like you and I, when we get our utility bill, the utility company will say, here's your monthly usage. And here's comparison to your neighbors.
Yes,
this is what a real good energy house does, and yeah. this is you,
yeah.
right? So the credit unions need to offer them a view to that without them having to do anything, right? They should go and say, mm-hmm. here's advertising inventory, salaries, and here's the way it's trended by segment and together over the last 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then a person can very easily, I mean, I look at the energy thing. I would never try to compute it, right? And the small business owner isn't going to do that either.
Right.
They don't, again, they didn't get into small business to do bookkeeping.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I look at that because it's easy and it's done for me. And too many times today, financial management tools that banks offer, the person has to initiate it. And right. that's why the uptake on consumer banking areas like personal financial management has been relatively low, 15-18%, because that's really the percentage of our population that wants to know where their money goes in down to the penny.
Really?
Most of us just, if it's green, I'm good, right? If it's red, I'm not. And a small business owner needs to have the ability to take that snapshot.
Yeah, see, I'm in the 18% that you talked about. I want to see where every penny is going, especially when it comes to my businesses. So it's like, I want to know, because it sounds like that. I was just thinking while you were talking, it's like, this sounds like a PFM for small businesses, And so it's just getting to know where everything's going.
And we built our solution on top of the data, so an analytics engine. So basically, we provide that as an integrated part of the digital banking experience, and then we can do all that other stuff, mm-hmm. like pro forma income statements
right.
and projected cash flow, because we have the data.
Right on.
But you can't ask them to go do it. I mean, you, these people, again, they have a business front,
right.
so you want to be able to show them easy. And then if they want to take an action, I mean, 18% of business owners, I guarantee you want to know where every penny goes, and every day knows where every penny goes. 82% of them, I mean, they want to run their business. And as long as they're profitable and growing, they're happy.
Yeah.
But the big boogeyman gets them, like, cash flow or cash crunch when they don't expect it.
Yeah.
And then there's no way to react at that point. Once you have it, you're sort of left with a bad set of options. Yeah, yeah. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, my whole mantra is like the more information, the better. You know, it's like,
yep.
You know. So I want to switch gears here a little bit here because you guys have discovered a misconception here that small business owners aren't willing to pay for banking services or these types of services, but you've discovered that's not true. How so? What's up here?
Well, so actually two research groups, the Ate Group and Javelin's Research and Strategy, both of them have published reports that indicate that a majority are willing to pay for it pay for these types of services. That
you're all over that.
Well, of course you would. Again, it's a convenience play, right? I mean, we already pay an immense amount of money every month, all of us in this society, for conveniences, because time is what we can't buy. And small business owners, they're even worse. Mm-hmm. You've run them. I have to. It's a, you know, get up in the morning, hit the ground running, and don't stop until you're about to go to sleep.
Exactly.
It's that kind of thing.
Yep.
So that convenience play, they're willing to pay for it, like pro forma income statements, predicted cash flow, the entitlements capability. It can all be monetized. And I think sometimes that's an excuse used by, no offense, but used by management and credit unions because they don't have anything to offer. Now, what they won't pay for is stuff that won't work.
Right.
You know, I mean, they're not going to give you money for a commercial banking solution they can't use, and they're not going to have to modify their personal bank thing and then pay for that.
Exactly. Man, you hit the nail right on the head. All right, Michael, this is such good stuff. Gosh, I could talk about this stuff all day because, I mean, from a personal standpoint, I could talk about it for a long time. But for a credit union standpoint, we want to get the information out there for them. So anything else to wrap up here on this growing topic that people are acknowledging?
I think to wrap up, what's encouraging to me is this topic is getting more and more interest in the industry.
Yeah.
More and more reports being written. More conferences are being including this element. I'm talking to more and more people at the conferences who have questions about how they can improve small business particularly through the digital channel. So we're getting a lot of attention on it, and I think that's the key.
Yep.
It's a bit of a greenfield. I mean, when you look at it, typically a lot of the credit unions we would talk to say, I don't have anything today.
Wow.
Right? So you're not typically looking to replace something. Usually there's a gap.
Yeah.
And for a solutions provider like us, that greenfield is excellent because you unseating somebody's always hard.
Mm-hmm.
Providing something brand new is much easier to assume the buy. I think credit unions are perfect for this because their model, their business philosophy. I mean, this is a great way for them to extend the service to their members, many of their members being small businesses.
Exactly. Yeah. And the majority of these small businesses are indeed small businesses. It's like one, two, three people, maybe, you know, that type of thing. So it's right up their alley. Very cool stuff, Michael. Thank you so much for enlightening us on these topics. And I'm sure there'll be more to come down the road as well.
Always a pleasure to talk with you, Michael.
Indeed. We'll do it again. All right.